Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould. During the early months of World War II, there was a critical shortage of male pilots, so the Army Air Corps decided to recruit women who were already licensed pilots to fly military aircraft. 25,000 young women applied to become Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs as they became known. Only 1,830 were accepted. The program was disbanded in 1944, and records about it were sealed. The women received no honors or veterans benefits until decades later. Last week in Washington, surviving WASPs were honored at a ceremony in the Capitol. Former WASP Jackie Carmine of Jensen Beach remembers flying people and planes stateside and putting slow time on Army planes.
It means flying it at a certain speed until you have probably put in over an hour.
In other words, it was exercising the engine in a way.
Yes, but it was so for automobiles or any engines back in 1943.
What kind of plane did you fly?
Mostly it was an AT-6. I wanted to be a pursuit pilot, but the field that they sent us to would not allow us to fly the planes.
Why was that?
Probably because we were women.
The women didn't go overseas either.
They were not allowed to go out of the United States. There was no combat at all. We just did the mundane jobs that needed to be done around the Army fields.
How did you like what you were doing?
Well, as long as I was flying, it was great. But we reached a point when we were not doing much flying, and we were not allowed to do anything but fly airplanes. They were very concerned that we women would be put to various jobs that were not flying.
They were worried that you might be reassigned and then not available if you were needed for flying?
No, they just said that these particular women, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, were not allowed to do anything but fly airplanes. Of course, if we wanted to do something, that would be all right, but we were not to be assigned any other jobs but flying jobs.
That probably suited you just fine.
Yes, all of us.
You were showing me a picture of yourself in a uniform.
When we first got out, we did not have a uniform, and he told us to wear the same uniform that the men wore. There were some women that this became a problem with. One was even put in jail, I understand.
For allegedly impersonating an officer?
Yes, wearing the uniform of an officer. They have very shortly had our uniform prepared.
Was the pay the same as for the male pilots?
Yes.
What was it?
I don't even remember now. It wasn't important we were flying.
Is it true that you were all told not to talk about this after you were returned to civilian life?
I don't remember it. Most of us all went on to marry or go back to our jobs or whatever it was. We had every kind of a woman, I think, that exists in the United States in that group. Women who were waitresses, women who had their own companies, women who were wealthy in their own right. And we had wives, and we had girls waiting for men to come back from the war, hoping and praying that they would.
All in it pretty much for the same reason. They loved to fly, and they wanted to do their part to help us win the war.
Yes. In that time, we had the WACs and the WAVES and the WASP, but they were not recognized.
I hate to say it, I'd never heard of the WASPs until your group was honored recently in Washington. You weren't able to make the trip.
No, I did not make the trip. My granddaughter accepted the medal for me.
Maybe she'll follow in your footsteps.
She very well could, because she's has her master's and is working in the schools. She wants the women to get ahead and do the best of their ability.
Where did life take you after the end of the war? Did you continue to fly?
No, I did not. I'm married and had three children. We built our own company and retired here in Florida.
Jackie Carmine sells real estate in Jensen Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.